From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
All right, mission accomplished. We're here today to help homeowners save money on their electric bill. We can notch one in our barrel for saving Sandy a few bucks there. We saved her the money of having the fan installed. We're actually going to encourage her to go return the fan. And stay tuned for the rest of the show, Sandy, because we're going to be teaching you and coaching you along as to other things you can do that are actually going to help your utility bill. If you've got questions about your utility bill or tactics or strategies that you've tried that have or haven't worked, give us a call and let us hear from you at 1-888-767-4348. You know, last week we had a whole show on home security, and we actually took a call. We didn't take the call, but she called in and she says, "Why are you on the air broadcasting all the ways to break into people's houses?"
She was in tears. She was very upset.
And I hate it when my listeners call crying. There's nothing I hate more than that. But we did, over the course of the next few days, get about, of all the results we got on that particular show, it was about 10 to 1. People were very thankful we were covering the topic. And that particular woman who apparently we frightened quite a bit, we're actually trying to make arrangements with her that we can get over to her house, do a complete home security investigation. And I committed that I would pledge $500 worth of home security products and enhancements to her home to try and make her comfortable again. And hopefully she'll tune in again. But the one feedback I got that absolutely made my day was from a woman who said, "Rosie, I was at one of your home security presentations at a homeowners association or a block watch. I can't remember which one she said she was, where you said take all your valuables out of the master bedroom closet. I did that. I was broken into 3 months later, and they got nothing." Now, that's why we're here.
That's a teachable girl.
Now, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We saved her the loss of all her family heirloom jewelry pieces.
And one of the other things we spoke about was the little book that Rachel made you where she hollowed it out,
mm-hmm.
where you could hide some valuables. If you're a Facebook fan, there's a picture of it on Facebook this morning, so you can look at it and get it, you know, get some ideas on.
Okay,
and just
so
you know,
the,
we won't be putting anything in ours now.
I was going to say, so the book in the hiding place where I have all the things, you took a picture of it and put it on the internet.
But not in context.
Perfect.
And you won't put anything now in there. That's valuable.
Let's get back to topic this week. Again, thank you for all your feedback on the show last week. We used the feedback to determine if we did a good job on the topic and when are we going to cover it again. Now, today we're covering a topic I know is near and dear to all of your hearts, your wallets, and your checkbooks, because I know all of you are on high alert, those of you south of the rim anyway, are on high alert about what you can do to save money on your summer cooling bills. And those of you, many of the topics were, every topic we talk about on saving cooling bills in the summer is applicable to saving heating bills in the winter for those of you above the rim. We're talking about whole house energy efficiency with Todd Russo of Rias. Todd, what drives that homeowner to finally call your office?
A handful of things. I mean, obviously, we get a lot of calls from people trying to save money on their utility bill. That's a decent percentage of our business. The number one call we get from homeowners, believe it or not, is not about energy efficiency. It's about room comfort issues and comfort issues with the house, a hot bedroom, or you know, something related to comfort and livability. We get a big portion of our clients from that. We get a lot of people who realize that, look, for $99, it's a great investment to ensure that you have the confidence that your house is performing correctly and that you don't have problems that are affecting the energy consumption, the comfort, the indoor air quality. So for $100, we get a lot of people say, you know what, this is a good investment for me to know and to truly know what everybody prior to Rias coming in has done to my house so they can assess it and I can get an unbiased opinion on.
I get questions, literally, I don't think I'm exaggerating too much when I say I get this question literally every day. You know, I'm thinking about spending X on this to drive my comfort at the house. And the next question I ask them is, have you had a whole house energy? Are you just pursuing the one ad that you've heard advertised the most over the last 6 months or 3 months or 3 weeks? Or what analysis have you done to think that's your problem or your dilemma? The utility companies subsidizing this whole house energy audit, really, they should win an award for that, because that really is where you need to start.
I mean, our costs for the service are $300-$400 to perform,
at least
on average.
And I mean, you're sending one or two guys out.
Two guys.
You're sending two guys out in a truck, and what's the value of the equipment you're going to pull out and apply to the diagnostics on that house?
Not counting the vehicle, $25,000 to $30,000.
Yeah, I mean, so you're sending two guys, $25,000 worth of equipment. They're going to be there how long?
Depending on the size of the house, 2 to 4 hours.
For $100.
Yeah.
$99 stinking, and people are calling me and asking me, should I install $12,000 of radiant barrier, more attic insulation, and a power attic fan?
Rosie, people call our office all the time, and then they explain their problems, and they say, this is what I think you should do. And we try to walk them through it as much as possible and say, yeah, you know what, it sounds like maybe this is an appropriate solution for you. And then we say, why wouldn't you want to absolutely know for $99?
Oh.
Because you're getting ready to make a multi-$1,000 investment. You know, in many cases, if it's an air conditioning, it could be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. If it's insulation, it could be a few thousand dollars.
Window package?
$10,000 to $15,000. So, you know, we tell people, you know, we're happy to walk you through it on the phone, but if you want to know, it's $100.
Yeah. So we're going to encourage all of you who haven't got one done that is the place to start in trying to determine what next to do, because they actually do the survey, they do the analysis, and then they basically give you a roadmap. Here's step one, step two, step three of the things you should do to not only drive the power bill down, but to drive your comfort level up.